The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai Fuchs, Poisek at the Beis Havaad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havaad Halacha Center.
Daf Dalet. There are two things that we do during Shemini Esrei that have to do with Mutter, with rain. One is Hazkara, which means mentioning it, and one is She'ela, which means asking for the rain. The Hazkara is, as we say, and that's a Shavach to Hashem. So Mimelan, it's in the first three brachos of the Shemini Esrei where we're being mesader the Shvachim of Hashem. The She'ela, though, is that we're actually asking for the rain. So that's later on in Shemini Esrei, in the brach of Baruch Aleinu. It's in the middle brachas of the Shemini Esrei, which are we're being mistader asking for everything that the Klal Yisrael needs. Now the Azkara being a Yeshvach to Hashem, we start right away on Sukkos, because that's the time that the rain actually starts. And during Shemini Esrei, our fashion of davening to Hashem, of saying the Shochan to Hashem, depends and changes to see how we perceive it and when we perceive it. This concept is really brought about in the Gemara, in Yom Daf Samach Tes Lamed Beis, that speaks about the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah when they were misakin tefillah. It says over there, the Gemara says that in the times of Yirmiyahu Hanavi and the times of Daniel, they couldn't say, Yirmiyahu and Daniel couldn't say in the Shemini Esrei when they dive into Hashem, Hakeo Hagodo Hagibe V'Anoira. Because they said that how can we say Enoya and how can we say Gibor if the Goyim, if the Nochrim are in the Beis Hamikdash conquering it and they are being mishtabed to Klal Yisrael are slaves. So where's Hashem's Gibor in Gevura and where's Hashem's Noya? Until the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah came and said that Hein Noyos Hein that the mere fact that you have one sheep being Shivan Zeivim and the Klal Yisrael has a kiyum, that itself shows Hashem's Noyra, Hashem's awesomeness and Hashem's Gevura. But Yo and Daniel couldn't bring themselves to say it, because for them it will be a shekel, because they didn't feel it. So too, when it comes to the Toiva, right? Just like we say that during Aseres Metshuva, when we perceive Hashem's Malchus, because Hashem is Yeshua Kisei Adin, we say HaMelech HaKodesh and HaMelech HaMishpat. So too, in the Zman of Geshomim, we're maskirin Gevurah Geshomim. And we say, Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh LeGeshem. And we should be at some start saying Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh LeGeshem in the beginning of Sukkos, as it says in the Mishnah. But since on Sukkos it's a klola for it to rain, as it says in the Mishnah in Sukkah, so Nalan, it won't be a shvach to Hashem. We can't be mishabeach to Hashem if he's bringing a klola to the Klal Yisrael. It's another derech. So in Malam, we start saying Masav Ruach HaMoreh LeGeshem first on the Shmini Atzeres, that there's no chiv to sit in the sukkah anymore. But that's all in the Azkara, in the Masav Ruach. But the She'ela, which is not a shvach, but the actual asking for it, for that, we wait until we actually need it. Now, before we say what day in the year we start saying V'Sein Talam Otter, let's first make our Kedoma and speak about when during the day do we start. We mentioned in the Shir yesterday that Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh LeGeshem, we start first on the Shmini Atzeres by Musaf, and we explained why, that just to go over in short, even though every other Hazkara, every other thing that we by a Yontif, we start the Hazkara by night, by Ma'ariv, because that's when the day starts. That's when the day starts for a Yid. But Masav Ruach, Umered HaGeshem, since not everyone comes to Shul by Ma'ariv, and people don't remember when we start, when we start changing the Nusach HaTfilah from Moed to Moed HaGeshem, and we don't want Klal Yisrael to say things Agudas Agudas. Some groups say it start by night, and some groups start by day. So maybe we're waiting for the day. But the same Talmud Motor, we start by Ma'ariv. So the question is why? What's the difference? It's more similar to Mashiv Ruach than to Yal V'Yavli. Mogen Avram answers that since the whole reason why we don't start Mashiv Ruach by night is Shleyas Agudas Agudas, and so the same Talmud Motor, the Shoylin Geshomim, is either way. All Klal Yisrael doesn't start at the same time, because you have the Bnei Eretz Yisrael that start the same Talmud Motor on Zayin Cheshvan, and you have the Bnei Bavel, according to the Gemara, start 60 days after the Tekufa. Similarly, since there is Agudas Agudas. So the Melu not makbid when we start, and even if some Yechidim won't be following the Tzibur, and they're going to start it in a Tfila or two after, so we're not so makbid. Okay, so now let's go back to actually when everyone starts it. As we mentioned, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they start in the Zayin Cheshvan. The Cheshvan to that is, because Eretz Yisrael is a Eretz Harim, it's mountainous areas, and they need rain right away, because they don't have there aren't many water sources in Eretz Yisrael. So they should really start on Sukkot, but since we don't want it to rain right away, because since everyone comes to be Oyel Rego, we don't want them to get stuck in a rainstorm on the way back. So we start 15 days after Sukkot, which is Zayin Cheshvan, and the Cheshvan of 15 days is because then the Gemara says that we let the last people get to Nehar Pros, and that takes 15 days. The Gemara says, though, that Eretz Bavel is a Eretz Metzula, a deep land, a land in the valleys, and there are lots of rivers there, and there are water sources. So yeah, they don't need rain until much later, which is they need rain 60 days after the Tekufa, and our modern calendar, that comes out to December 4th. So that's what the bowl does, and that's what the rest of the world. Sorry for Israel, we're an imshich after bubble. Now the Rosh asks a question. The Rosh asks that even though throughout Shas, whenever there's a machlokes between the Bnei Bavel and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, we're nimshach yev the Bavel, but that's only legabi a halacha or iser heter, right? But it's something that is totally in seasons, and is something that's totally in a specific need, as in rain. Why should the whole world be nimshach yev the Bavel? On the contrary, most places aren't in a valley, and there are places that are mountainous places just like Eretz Yisrael. So they should really start on Zayin Cheshvan, just like Eretz Yisrael. And the Rosh goes right there. So what if you have a land that needs rain even after Pesach, right? They should be able to go further after Pesach and say and ask for rain until their rainy season ends. The Rosh ends, though, that Lemaise, his words weren't in his Kabbalah Nechach Midoyoy. So they would don't pass him like that. And the whole world is Nimshach Yevda Bavel, and Eretz Yisrael, though, starts right away on the Zayin Chezron, and the rest of the world starts December 4th. But the Beis Yosef, though, says that even though the Rosh wasn't Semech on himself, the Gabi Ikri Adin, but the Beis Yosef says, and the Daki Moshe also says, that if a Yochid is Toya, and a Yochid, by mistake, after Zayin Chezvin, right, or in the summertime, if the place needs rain, right? So even though the country that he's in is really not being shoyl geshom, they're still saying the same bruch and not the same talamotar. But if a yochid then is toya and he says the same talamotar, since anyways the country needs rain, and the rush had a strong svara to say that they should be able to go and be shoyl geshomim, so it's in kedai the rush to be semichon, and he doesn't have to go and say shem esrei over again. Then there's another interesting point brought down in the Poskim. In the Chutzlar, it's that we start the same Talamotah 60 days after the Tekufa, after the Tekufa said Tishrei, the Torah brings down a Aviyah Ezri that says that by the Tekufas we go Mi'etz Li'etz, which means that we go not by days. It's 60 days after the time of the Tekufa. Now, at Tekufa's Tishrei, the Gemara in Eirin Daf Nun Vav says, and other places as well, that at Tekufa's Tishrei either falls out B'sholish Shois or B'tesha Shois B'imayim B'rolaila. It means either it will be 3 hours or 9 hours into the night, or 3 hours, 9 hours into the day. So the Pri Chodesh on the Shulchan Aruch says that since the Aviyadu said that were Moina, the Tekufa Meyetz Liyes, if a person is Mispalo Arvis, if a person davens Mayiv on December 4th, before 3 hours into the night, right? According to the Avi Ezri, the Chayyur to come out that you shouldn't start the same Talamotah. And even if we don't pass like the Avi Ezri, but the Pri Chodesh said that it's kedai l'smei cholov, and if a yochid davens mayer that night before gimel sholis b'leila, and by mistake he didn't start the same talamotah, he said the same bracha, right? The Pri Chodesh paskins that you don't have the Seishman Ezri over again, because the Avi Ezri says that you go Meis Liyes from the Tekufa, and that didn't start yet. The Tekufa is going to still be another hour or two. Halach Lamaisa, though, the Pirmin Godim says that we don't pass like this Avi Ezri that we go Meis Liyes, and the Alocha brings down Poskim that Paskim Lehedya, not like the Pri Chodesh. So the Melem, even if a person is Toya on the first night of the same Talamotar on December 4th by night, still he has to say Shemay Esri over again. And one more interesting Nidin in the Poskim is starts like this in the Torah. The Torah says, the Shoylin ad Shilas Hamusav shall yontav rishon shall Pesach kol man shemes kiyum hagashomim. That when do we say the same Talmud until the Torah said that we say it until Musav of the first day of Pesach. The Beis Yosef says that this of the Torah said that we save Talmud until the Musav on the first day of Pesach. It's Einim Eduktuk, right? Because as we know, in Mayav and Shachris, we don't say Baruch Aleinu, because we daven a Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei. So it's really we end on Mincha Erev Pesach. we end the same Talmud, and then on Chol HaMoed we start the same bracha. The Bach, though, says that that the Torah is metuktuk, and he explains why. Says the in Hilchos Tefillah, it's brought down that, and this is really from the Gemara, that on the Shabbos Yontif, we should really be being mispalo all 19 brachas that we always say every day, and then add also the Shabbos and Yontif. But because of Tircha, the Chachamim say that you don't say the rest of the brachas. You only say the Gimur Rishonim and the Gimur Achronim, and one bracha in the middle for the Shabbos and Yontif, just for the Azkara. Though, even though you don't, but since Mikri Adin, you are supposed to daven all 19 brachas, and it's shayach to Shabbos and Yontif. So the Psak Halacha is that if a person starts saying Atachoinein, then he doesn't just stop. He finishes that bracha, and then he goes into the nusach Shemini Esrei of that day, of that either Shabbos or Yontif. So Zokta Bach, that what the Torah is telling us is that let's say a person, a yoyochid, is a davening ma'ariv on Pesach night, and he gets lost in his thoughts, and he forgets that it's already yontif, and he goes to Atachoyne, and he goes to Hashiveinu, and he's in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, and he figures, and he remembers then that, oh, it's a yontif, so he's holding in the middle of Baruch Aleinu. Now what should he say? Should he say the same Talmud like he did by Mincha, or should he already stop and say the same bracha? So on this, the Torah said that you are nimshach basa the tzibur, and you still say the same talon motor until musaf, which means that by ma'ir and shachris, if a person is toyim, he should still say the same talon motor. The Magen Avraham though asks on this Bach, because he asks like this, that the feel MS, we should really stop being shoyel by Mayiv, just like we should stop being, just like we should have stopped saying Mashaburach Mayiv Geshem. The only reasons why we didn't stop by Mayiv is because Shulei Yase Agudis Agudis, as we previously stated. But Zokimogan Avram, that by the same Talmud Mutter, either way, we're not worried about Agudis Agudis, because of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they have a different way of being sure, they have a different Zmanim. So in Cain, that we're not matter on Agudis Agudis by the same Talmud Mutter, so for this Yochid, even that saying that he wants to know whether he should be Nimshach after the Tzibur and say the same Talmud Mutter or to stop, the Chori this Yochid should stop and he should say the same Bracha. And the Machzor Shekel adds to Machzor Avraham that the Prat, that anyway it's not going to be Agudis Agudis, because the Tzibur, most of the Tzibur, is not going to make the same mistake as this Yochid and say Baruch Aleinu. So no one's saying the same Talmud Mutter. So by him saying the same Bracha, he's not doing differently than the Tzibur. The Mele Zok Magen Avraham, that this person should taka say the same bracha, not like the Bach. And so is Gepaskin in the Ber Alocha brings us down as well. But then the Hemshech of the Magen Avraham is a little interesting. The Magen Avraham says, "V'nirulim dehu adin im chal yom hasheela b'shabbes." That the Magen Avraham is saying that it seems to him that the same din should apply the other way around. How about if December 4th was on a Friday night? Was on a Friday night? and he makes a mistake, and he starts Baruch Aleinu. What does he do there? So the Magen Avraham says that nearly hu adin, that ain lishal talamotar, that you shouldn't start the same talamotar, but rather you should still say the same bracha, d'la'olam gerinim basar tzibur. You should always be nigger after the tzibur. And this is also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, as well as the Bir Halacha. But l'chayr, this is shver, because the Magen Avraham in the first half just finished saying that we're not that by the same talmud we're not worried about agudas agudas, and it doesn't matter that the yoch is doing differently as than the tzibur. So why is the Magen Avraham now saying and paskening that you should always be goribus of the tzibur? What's wrong with this yoch saying the same bracha? Afterwards, I saw this kasha in the Maamar Mordechai on the Shulchan Aruch that he asks this on the Magen Avraham, and the Maamar Mordechai taka paskins not like the Magen Avraham and not like the Bir Halacha, and he says that he should this yochid should say the same talmud.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.